This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads the show are as follows. How about an iPhone 6 upgrade for free? T-Mobile is the king of mobile speed here in the United States. Android now checks your Wi-Fi speed. How about a Windows 10 laptop for $189? And of course, today, especially, lots of space news, plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1252 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, January 22nd. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/geek news. You can pick up your Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a very warm welcome to all the brand new listeners to the show. Thanks for being here. Of course, a warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and viewers as well. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. For those of you that are brand new, it's real simple to stay connected to the show, and we want you to do that simply by going over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, just get subscribed to the show right there in the right-hand column. Subscribe via Apple Podcast on Android, via email, Google Play and Stitcher, TuneIn, RSS, and a few more coming in the upcoming days. Of course, this is the easiest way to really guarantee that you'll get the show on a regular basis. That way you're subscribed and then it just gets delivered to you automatically. Of course, we want you to sign up for the newsletter while you're on the website. The newsletter link can be found a little bit further down the line. The newsletter contains everything that I'm going to talk about during the show today. I'll send that out immediately following the show. I'll have all the links to the media, the whole nine yards, so that you can stay abreast of everything going on here at Geek News Central. If you have comments on today's show, really, it's a piece of cake. All you got to do is send me a tweet at Geek News, or you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Join our Slack channel. There's really no excuse to hang out with cool kids. Send me an email. Let me know that you want to join the Slack channel, and I'll add you. Of course, you can follow me on Google Plus or Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or the Blueberry channel on the Roku. You can watch on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling the Echo device to play the latest edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on Stitcher, watch or view at blueberry.com. If you have a Google Home device, tell your Google device to play the podcast Geek News Central. That's for those of you that have TuneIn enabled. If you have a Microsoft device, you can tell Cortana to play Geek News Central. That's the code, okay? Hey, partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site being written by my GNC team. Of course, we've got the new media show co-hosted by myself and Rob Greenlee and Podcast Legends. This show has the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to man. If there was a Guinness Book of World Record for this, GoDaddy would have it. You can find all my great deals from GoDaddy at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. This is the way to save. If you're going to be picking up a domain name, a hosting account, getting your business started, really, I've got a code there for every possible use case, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a 99-cent.com, new or transfer. Again, this is for the first time you can only use this code one time, but there's a $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting with a free domain. These are for the first year. $12 gets you economy hosting or a managed WordPress site. All those codes can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Also, for your business guys and ladies, 1 month free trial of GoDaddy. Website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. So it is very important that you guys support the sponsor. Keep them coming this month. I got the credit card bill for Vegas. Woo-wee! I'm not totally surprised, but woo-wee! That one makes a dent. So I hope that you'll you support the sponsor here and help us keep the lights on, keep the family fed, insurance paid, gas in the car. It's really important, but I definitely appreciate your all of your ongoing support. You guys really did a great job. I'll be honest with you, both in December and January, you really, November and December, you really knocked it out of the ballpark. Numbers are coming back for January because I've been gone. You know, I've been to CES and haven't been promoting GoDaddy. I've not been doing many shows because I got sick. So, yeah. So the numbers started to come back after last week, Monday's show. I thought, okay, I'm going to be back in there. I'm going to be good. And bam, got hit like a hammer. The voice was kind of going. And I knew right then I should have went and got Tamiflu. I just knew it. But I said, you beat it so far. You're good. And it just progressively went downhill. And Friday, I was curled up like a little baby. Thursday, it was pretty bad. My throat was on fire and lots of drainage. You can still hear it. I'm still affected. And I didn't really get the full-blown flu. I want to attribute this to like a really bad cold because I didn't get like the hot cold flashes. I didn't have sweats and, you know, all that other stuff. Just a massive amount of head cold, everything right here. And so far, no doctor. So far, no antibiotics. So far, I'm on the road to recovery, knock on wood. But boy, like about 3 o'clock, I'll be honest, this afternoon, I was just like, I was telling Kirk in chat, I'm like, he got the show prep done. He says, "You okay?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm running out of gas a lot earlier than I expected to." And he said, "Don't worry. If you need to take off, they're not going to beat you up." And I said, I thought to myself, no, I got to do a show. I did a show Saturday with Rob Greenlee and made the big mistake of two things. Number one, I didn't have a box of Kleenex here with me. And number two, I didn't have enough water. So I ran out of, so today that's not a problem. I grabbed the biggest beer mug that I had and I filled it full of water. So I think I've got enough H2O to make it to the end of the show. So there we go. Little shot. But again, thanks everyone for being patient and being with me, but it really could not have come at a worse time. Saturday, I got the TriCaster out. Everything arrived on Wednesday. I pulled the stuff out of shipping, started unloading cases on Saturday. I loaded the TriCaster up, got the media transferred, did everything. So I'm really ready for production. Going to be sending the videos. The videos were supposed to be gone already. And I'm FedExing them overnight to Isaiah. He's going to be doing the video editing and all the videos. The poor man, he has a huge amount of work coming at him. So, and of course, this morning I was running around here like a chicken with my head cut off. I had a huge meeting, very important meeting at 5 a.m. And that got done. And I left the house without grabbing the hard drive that I was supposed to ship to him today. So, stupid. So it goes out tomorrow. He'll get it by Thursday. Hopefully by weekend, we'll have some content up. But yeah, a little slow start, but he's a trooper. I'm sure he's going to crank through and probably get ahead of us. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. But then to top it off, things couldn't have gotten more bizarre. So Saturday, I come in here evening about 7, and I needed to copy some media off. So I had an external hard drive. I plugged it into the computer and I went to File Explorer and it wouldn't show the drive. Everything's running fine. nothing as weird has happened. And it no matter what I would do, it wouldn't read the drive. So I said, okay, I pulled the drive out and rebooted the computer, thinking, okay, it's been sitting here for a couple of weeks, hasn't been rebooted. And I went to reboot it and oh my goodness, couldn't find the boot sector. Everything I did, couldn't recover. I'm it was like kick a man while he's down, right? And I got to the point where I tried everything in my inventory, and I thought, okay, how old is the image file? I've got an image file sitting here. I went and grabbed the image file, and I looked at the date, and I thought, okay, which way you want to go, Todd? And I opted to just rebuild Windows from scratch. And thank God Windows gives you this list of software that it's uninstalled during the update. It didn't overrun any of my files or anything like that. Came right back up. Let me log into my profile. It was really relatively painless from a rebuild standpoint. But just having to reload, you know, 20 programs, finding registration numbers, all that stuff. I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know what happened. I've never in the entire time I've been running Windows seen this happen. Makes me concerned. Never seen, and it's on an SSD drive, so I run a health check on the SSD. The SSD's healthy. No drop sectors, because usually on SSD, when a sector goes, it's only a matter of time before everything else goes. Sunday morning, I'm sitting around here looking at this machine, and we've had a talk already that I'm this close to making the jump, the switch back off of Windows and being 100% Mac, at least in right in front of me. And I still don't know. I really don't. But anyway, got everything back up, and actually everything's preloaded. Got the last piece of software loaded about an hour ago that I think I need. And I'm going to make a new image file of it, and then I'll be good for, you know, however long to this thing, stupid thing, goes sideways again. But I'll be honest with you, I've never seen that particular issue, and don't know if the machine got hacked or what, but reboot, it said no. It's not a good thing when that happens. It really, really isn't. Okay, so lots to chat about tonight. A lot. I've got the Kirk outdid himself. And we've got a pile, absolute pile of stuff to go into. And for those of you that may be watching on Facebook, don't forget we're at live.geeknewcentral.com as well as on live stream as well. I was going to take a peek and see where we're at tonight. Got a few people on YouTube. Those of you there, thank you very much. Okay, so first article up in the stack. And let me make sure we're on the right. Everything's sequenced up good. I'm good there. Okay. It's being reported that if you own a relatively old iPhone 6 or iPhone 6 Plus model, you can restore its former glory via a simple battery replacement, and many of the iPhone 6 units still in use likely have chemically aged batteries, which then triggers an iPhone slowdown. For $29, you can have the battery replaced. But an interesting turn of events, however, it looks like the iPhone 6 Plus owners may qualify for even a better deal, a free upgrade to iPhone 6S Plus. An internal document distributed by Apple authorized service providers on Friday explains the new policy. Apparently, there's not enough iPhone 6 Plus stock to go around for whole device replacements. And a previously leaked document confirmed that Apple doesn't manufacture the iPhone 6 Plus anymore. Apple isn't selling any iPhone 6 version in its store. Orders for the whole unit service inventory of some iPhone 6 Plus models may be substituted for an iPhone 6S Plus until the end of March 2018. So what does this mean? Now, they don't explain what would make an iPhone 6 Plus eligible for a whole device upgrade, but it appears the move may be linked to the iPhone 6 Plus battery shortage that was reported. A report said a few days ago that replacement batteries won't be available for the iPhone 6 Plus models again until March or April. So do not delay. Apple can replace the display, battery, speakers, rear camera, or taptic engine in stores. Other repairs may need whole device replacement. So what kicks that off? I don't know. So be aware that you may score a new iPhone if you have an iPhone 6, not a 6S, a 6 that needs a new battery, okay? Just as a heads up. So that's the news on maybe your gateway to get a free, a one model upgrade, which is pretty cool. Hey, this is big news over at BGR.com. T-Mobile has finally pulled ahead of Verizon in the fastest network competition. T-Mobile has been an upward trajectory for years, but based on a new report from OpenSignal, it appears that the carrier might not have much further to climb after sweeping the OpenSignal State of Mobile Networks honors for the first half of 2017. T-Mobile followed up its impressive performance with another near sweep as it came away on top in every category but one. AT&T managed to top T-Mobile with most responsive 4G connections. Save for AT&T's win in the 4G latency rankings, T-Mobile brought home the gold in 4G download speed, 3G download speed, overall download speed, 3G latency, 4G availability. OpenSignal compiled the report using nearly 6 billion data points from 237,000 users between October 1st and December 31st. This is big. And so those of you on T-Mobile, you're with a winner right now in a big, big way. What's going on here? Let me see if that's what's happening. Okay. I look like I am live. All right. That's good. Didn't look like I was live on Facebook. Soon as I start really like talking and getting animated, my right nostril, I know this is too much information, but it's always my right side that seems to be the side that drains the most. Do you guys have the same issue? When you get a cold or something going on, which I don't know what it is, but for me, it's always the right hand side. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Does that mean the right side is more susceptible to infection than the left? I guess, right? But that's where most of my stuffiness is coming from. Android can now tell you how fast a Wi-Fi network is before you join them. This is an Android 8.1 trick that helps you decide if an open network is worth connecting to at all. This is over on TheVerge.com talking about this. This is a trick that they've implemented within... within Android 8.1. So pretty smart, yeah. Pretty smart indeed. So let me see if I can flip this up for you. And basically what it does is the first significant update of Oreo was released. For instance, today Google announced that Oreo will now display the speed of nearby open Wi-Fi networks to help you decide whether they're even worth the effort to connect to. The Wi-Fi setting now will display one of four speed labels: very fast, fast, okay, or slow. So the difference between very fast and fast, according to Google, is that you can stream very high quality videos on the former and most videos on the later. Most coffee shop dwellers should be fine with the okay level, as that's enough for web browsing, social media, and Spotify streaming, so forth. So, okay, cool. I guess they have a way to know ahead of time what the story is. All right. One thing I didn't do tonight, and I'm at risk here, folks, is I didn't hit record on the TriCaster, but we do my primary recording on the Mac Pro. So it should be okay as long as the Mac Pro doesn't crash. Hey, there's an update here. Microsoft unveils a Windows 10 S laptop starting $189 and new Office 365 tools for students. Microsoft unveiled the new Windows 10 S device from Lenovo and JP. Who's JP? Starting $189 at the education market. So let me see if I can find. Do they have a picture of this thing? I don't need to be educated on Red Hat. So this is a direct swipe at Chrome, for sure. And the laptop doesn't look too bad. I don't know. Let's see if we can find some specs out here on this thing. And I'm coughing in your ear. I don't have a way to do a kill button here. So I apologize. Let's see if I can bring this up. Okay, so Microsoft unveiled four new Windows 10 devices. They're all supposed to offer more than Chrome OS. Two are standard laptops. The Lenovo 100E is powered by an Intel Celeron Apollo Lake for $189 and JP's Classmate Leap T303 with Windows Hello for $199. The other two-in-ones are Lenovo's 300E convertible with pen support for $279 with the Trigano V401. Or specs. Any specs? No specs on what's actually in the machines or screen resolution or anything like that. We'll see if we can get some more details on that, but that's what they've announced, which is pretty good or pretty cool. All right, over at space.com, I always love it when archive pictures from NASA are discovered. As a matter of fact, my family, here's what I'm trying to do. You guys know that we're going to Tampa for my daughter's wedding reception and pictures and a big party and everything is going on there. And then we're going to Orlando. And because of school schedule and everything like that, 3 days. We've only got 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to do things in Orlando. So I said, you guys got to plan it. Where we go, which Disneyland park we go to, which, you know, Warner Brothers, I'm not doing 5 days. And what I'm really trying to do is I've been playing some Kennedy Space Center videos. I'm trying to get one day to go to Kennedy Space Center. I haven't been there in 30 years, so I'm trying to swing that. I don't know if I'm going to get it done because they're all talking Disneyland again. Please, you know, hurt me again. And well, you know, the Universal Studios, either way, it's ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. So yes, support the sponsor, but some cool pictures today, how that relates to this article I'm going to talk about is there are some cool pictures out from Apollo talking about the Apollo 5 mission that launched on January 22nd, 1968, and marked the first test flight of the lunar module that would eventually carry astronauts to the moon. So anyway, some pictures there for everyone to check out. And I love some of these 60 haircuts, and they show the mounting of this on the rocket. And I wonder if they actually bolted this thing to the rocket or not, or if it was just set on there with, because, you know, it's going up the whole time. But yeah, I imagine they bolted it on. I don't know how that typically mounts up. But anyway, some very, very cool pictures. It talks a story about, you know, what happened and how the success, what they accomplished during this launch. So for those of us that were too small, including myself, to remember any of this, it's pretty cool to see some of these images like this and you know, beautiful color pictures. You gotta remember the 60s, right? So I don't know what they did. Did they come back and color these later or what did they do? Does anybody remember when was the first color photos actually introduced? What year did Kodak introduce colored film? I don't even know. Someone in this audience will give me that trivia information though. I can't absolutely guarantee it. So please do. Okay, so let's switch gears here. And for some reason, I don't know what's going on. It's like every time I click a tab, Chrome is like reloading the page, and I need to get my ad blocker back on this thing because it definitely, I can tell not that things are loading a little slower than they normally would. But 7 Google Play Music playlists They get your blood pumping while you work out. So here's the skinny. Tomorrow, I'm first day back in the gym. I'll be honest. It's from coming back from the show, everything, it's been, and being sick. Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow, I'm back in, and it's been way too long. I'm going to pay dearly. I'm going to be crying Thursday about being sore. But so this was perfect, Kirk, for finding some music for the gym. And it doesn't matter if you like listen to rap, if you like listen to rock, if you're into big band sound, whatever it is, they've got playlists for you for workouts. And I'm looking at these. I'm like, oh, there's a good one. Oh, fired up. I just need 60 minutes of music to get me through. Usually it's AC/DC. I play a lot of AC/DC in the gym. I don't know why. It's just, that's what gets me going. But, you know, that's what it's all about, right? In your gym working out, get the music going, get it cranked up. It's fantastic. An International Space Station cosmonaut rode a vacuum cleaner like a horse in space. This incredibly noisy vacuum cleaner. When you guys play this video, when you see this, you're going to be like, oh my God, please stop. CNET launching advertisements. This, let me turn the speakers down. So in case someone does that again, it won't be a problem. So this guy's actually on a vacuum cleaner that sounds like it was designed in the 70s. And he's riding it and basically blowing himself around or sucking himself around or something. It's kind of cool. Anyway, you'll see the video. I have it linked up in the show notes for you to check out. Also, there's a list from makeuseof.com. And why is this computer doing this? Why is it reloading the page? This is driving me crazy. I don't know why the pages are reloading every time I change tabs. Something is amiss with my Chrome install, and I will get to the bottom of it. I think it's an ad trying to reload. That's why I need the ad blocker box. But makeuseof.com has got a list of do not install applications. And I'm reading through this. I'm like, CC cleaner, they say don't install it. I've used this in the past. It says don't load iTunes. It says don't load Norton Antivirus. It says don't load WhatsApp. Doesn't, of course, Flash Player, we all kind of know that. This says don't load Internet Explorer. Why is the new IE is pretty good? I don't understand why. That's a weird list to me. It really, really is. But this is what this guy says not to install on Windows 10. Maybe that's part of my problem. All right, this next one, you're just going to be like, really? You're going to be, how come, you know, why? That's the question that most of you are going to ask here. But when I show you this, for those of you that are watching, you're going to scratch your head. It is a smartphone. Now, this is for the fellas. I know ladies don't ever have to use this. It's a smartphone nose hair trimming attachment. Yes, this is a nose hair trimmer that essentially plugs into the power port of your phone. And you can trim your nose hair with this thing. You know, leave it to the Japanese, but honestly, I don't think this is going to be a popular item to sell, but yeah, who knows? I guess if you don't have okay, let's be frank. With my kit, the kit I use when I travel, I have a battery powered nose hair trimmer that goes with me. It just does. It has for years. I guess if I want to save 5 ounces, I get this one that well, plug into my cell phone. But I'm sure this is only available in Japan, but it is available. All right. First phone with in-screen fingerprint scanner sells, goes on sale January 24th. The Vivo phone that was basically demoed at CES, the Vivo X20 plus UD, goes on sale January 24th. Again, it scans your fingerprint when you place your finger on the screen. There's no home button, just a target on the lock screen that you tap when you want to unlock the device. And then it's out of your way. Vivo calls it Clear ID. I don't know why Apple hasn't already bought this company, but this would be the solution to some of their iPhone 10 woes. You know, I'm a travel ninja, and over the years I've narrowed the amount of stuff that I take with me on the road. And so my son and I were talking today about what we're going to take to Florida with us. We're going to take the drone for sure. We're going to try to get some drone footage, and we'll have some fun. And but what to pack in your bag to work from anywhere? And the folks over at fieldguide.gizmodo.com have a pretty good list of exactly what you need, whether you're taking a short trip or living out of your van, or you're trying to do a little vlogging at the same time. They got a pretty good list of stuff that you would use for your pack out. And I'll have that up in the show notes. I always seem to pack too many gadgets. There's also a SIM card shoe that's becoming available. It sends an alert if the wear falls down. So this is pretty cool. This is from a company called Evone, E-V-O-N-E. And it's a smart connected shoe for elderly or frail people. Friends or relatives of the wearer receive an alert if the person falls or struggling to walk or stay on their feet. So be curious to see that tested. How do you know when you kick your shoes off when they roll over that you don't know someone didn't fall down? There's an interesting article that has a little bit more depth to it than the title. And actually, the title they picked was a little odd. It says, how to become less addicted to your phone, which is now smarter than you. And I thought, my phone is not smarter than me. Well, maybe the calculator. I admit a few other things. But, you know, we know that phones are starting to adopt some AI tendencies. But who is calling me? Sorry, my phone keeps flashing. Oh, so my daughter wants to use the car. And my wife is getting my son a haircut. And my kids are not happy that they're not back. So my daughter is texting everyone on the family chat line, and my phone is exploding because I keep seeing the flash over here. Well, that's what happens when you have to borrow the car. But going back to this article, it's basically talking about where technology is taking us and what they're expecting to happen over time and how things we have, some things we have to watch out for. So kind of some of the conversations we've been having on this show already, but in a little more obscure, odd way. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Lyft and Aptiv have extended their self-driving taxi pilot in Las Vegas. And I never got one of these rides in one of these BMW self-driving Lyft cars, but they're going to be running more, or they're going to continue them for the time being to get some more information, or some more science, get some more collection of data. During CES, Lyft and Aptiv's robot taxis provided more than 400 rides to 20 or so pre-programmed destinations. The company says that 99% of the miles driven were done autonomously, and that the trips earned an average rating of 4.997 stars out of a possible 5. Of course, they mostly took reporters and that kind of stuff, right? Google Pixel 3 concept video shows potential design and features. So for those of you that are Pixel fans, and I must admit, if I was going to own a high-end Android phone, it would definitely be a Pixel. but the Pixel 3 content is basically screen to screen. It's basically has no borders. At least the video design or the potential design is beautiful. They really stepped it up, and not a lot of delta between it and an iPhone for sure from a beauty standpoint. But we'll see what happens with Pixel 3 when it's actually released. But some concept videos are available online. You have an Apple Watch? You running your battery out? I'm not having a problem with my Series 2. My wife has a Series 3. Both of us are getting home at the end of the day. If I'm here running around or whatever it is, I'm like 50, maybe 55%. She typically has more battery life left on hers. I think I use mine a lot more. But if you're running out of battery, here is a suggestion or a website with some tips to help you along there, okay? Netflix, boy, the price change did not hurt them. They've brought in a lot more dollars. In the period in which Netflix instituted a price hike, the Los Gatos, California-based company has expected to add 6.3 million new subscribers and 1.25 million in the U.S. and 505 million internationally. Wall Street expected 6.3. Netflix is now nearly 117.6 million globally. 110.6 million are paying subscribers. So the increase in price for the product did not hurt them at all. So good news on that standpoint. Triple treat this week. Supermoon, blue moon, and lunar eclipse coming on January 31st. Skywatch will get a rare triple treat on January 31st with a supermoon, a blue moon, and a total lunar eclipse. How rare is this? Well, it hasn't happened since 1866. That's a year after the end of the Civil War. A blue moon, which occurs about every 2.5 years, is another term for the second full moon in a single calendar month. January's first full moon occurred January 1st, though the exact moment of this full moon is 8:37 a.m. Eastern, which is going to be prime time here. The moon will appear plentiful for a day or two before that. However, the moon will actually appear blue. It's just the word for it. As for the total lunar eclipse, it will be visible in the early morning of January 31st from the western North America across Pacific to eastern Asia. In the United States, the best view of the eclipse will be along the west coast or Skywatch in central and eastern U.S. Only partial eclipse will be available. We'll get it full on here. The eclipse will last almost 3.5 hours, beginning with a partial phase at 3:48 a.m. Pacific until it ends at 7:12 a.m. Pacific. So prime time here in Hawaii. And also the moon will take on a darkish reddish appearance during the eclipse. Finally, supermoon occurs when the full moon is in the closest point of its orbit. Finally, a supermoon occurs when the full moon is at its closest point of its orbit to Earth, which is also called a perigee. And it's going to look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than a full moon at its farthest point from Earth, known as the apogee. Okay? So January 31st, big day for you sky watchers out there, all right? Seattle's opened its Amazon Go store. People are standing in line to go in and get a dessert, get some yogurt. But anyway, it's open. You can just go in there, pick up products, and pay with your phone on your way out. Don't need to be checked out. It knows what you've grabbed and put in your bag. So pretty slick indeed. Samsung may launch a giant TV in the future. Imagine you're getting ready to build a house and you have a wall. You say, what do we do with this wall? Well, why don't we just build a TV into the wall? Samsung has been focused on large premium TVs, and they're planning via patent to, and they've trademarked something called supersized TV. Is that like a supersized Coke or a giant TV? And of course, trademark applications on their own don't reveal anything, but we know that Samsung unveiled its 146-inch micro LED, the wall TV at the Consumer Electronics Show. The 146-inch modular behemoth was hinting self-emitting micro LED technology with black and high contrast ratio comparable to OLED. I did not get over to see this, but I heard it was pretty stunning. probably with a very stunning price as well. Hulu and YouTube are off to a solid start with live TV, but it doesn't compare to some of the other folks like DirecTV, which has like 1 million to 2 million subscribers currently. YouTube comes in at around 300,000 and Hulu is about 450,000 paid subscribers. Not a bad chunk of coin, but YouTube Red, any of you actually subscribe to that? Are you using YouTube Red? Love to hear what your thoughts are on it, okay? Kim.com is suing New Zealand for $6.8 billion. Kim basically is facing an extradition hearing on February 20th. Of course, he's the founder of the filing sharing site Mega Upload. And basically, his company would have been worth about $10 billion. He owns 68% of the company, so he's suing New Zealand for improper seizure of his assets which happened in 2012. He wants a $6.8 billion back. So we'll see what happens here. Under New Zealand Copyright Act, online copyright infringement is not a crime, as we all know. So we'll see what happens if he finally gets extradited or not. Seems like it's been going on forever, yeah? Waymo has started testing its autonomous cars in Atlanta. So if you are in Atlanta, Georgia, these free rides or these free autonomous rides originated in Phoenix last year, but now they've expanded to Atlanta. They're trying to come up with a solution to compete with Uber and Lyft. So Waymo started mapping Atlanta's downtown last week for an up-to-date, accurate map of the area, an important data set for self-driving cars. The test program has seen the Waymo fleet cover 4 million miles. So we'll see what happens here with Waymo, W-A-M-O, in Atlanta. Keep your eyes out, Ohana, all right? Rupert Murdoch wants Facebook to pay trusted publishers for content. This is kind of funny. So as Facebook is depreciating news, Murdoch wants them to pay for news? I don't think most of those news organizations are much better. Plenty of fake news, plenty of junk news, plenty of agendas by all these major networks. I don't know if you can call them a trusted publisher or not. That to me is a bit of a stretch, to be honest with you. I hope Zuck doesn't pay a penny. Bitcoin broker Coinbase booked $1 billion in revenue last year, so the company has told hovering VCs to go away. VCs are trying to buy any kind of stock they can get from people that are already investors, employees, but Coinbase doesn't allow the sale of any of their stock, any of their privately held stock. They do not allow the sale of it. So investors are upping the ante and working hard to try to get into their, get a piece of that stock before they go public later on this year with an IPO that is going to be big. Boy, my phone, this is entertaining right now. So what have we got here? Okay. Oh, my daughter's really complaining. Beggars can't be choosers. Beggars can't be choosers. And if you want to go into town, they could have took the bus earlier. You can tell I'm not sympathetic at all. Montana becomes the first state to implement net neutrality after FCC repeal. Montana's governor signed an executive order on Monday requiring internet providers to, with state contracts, abide by net neutrality principles. The order makes this state the first to push back on FCC decision to repeal the open internet rules. This is a simple step states can take to preserve and protect net neutrality. We can't wait for folks in Washington, D.C. to come to their senses and reinstate these rules. The order states that in order to receive a contract with a state government, internet service providers must not engage in blocking or throttling web content or create fast internet lanes. Those practices were all banned under the 2015 net neutrality order. The SEC's repeal included a ban on states implementing their own net neutrality rules, but Democratic controlled legislatures around the country eager to challenge that provision. They're fighting back, so that I'm sure this is going to end up in court. He said the executive orders go into effect immediately, but there'll be a 6-month grace period for companies to ensure that they're in compliance. Let the lawsuits come. That's what's going to come next for sure. Hackers have stolen $1.5 million a month from cryptocurrency funds. These are largely from companies that are launching brand new cryptocurrencies. Researchers from Ernst & Young, which is a very prestigious research firm, found that more than 10% of funds from initial coin offering, ICOs, have been lost or stolen by hackers. That's about $400 million from $3.7 billion in funding between 2015 and 2017. The firm looked at 372 ICOs that were hit by attacks, highlighting the cryptocurrency risky market. Actually, horrible security is a better word. SpaceX is on hold. Their Falcon Heavy test is delayed due to the government shutdown. Of course, we've had why this shutdown happened anyway. The Democrats didn't get any additional deal out of basically letting it go through today. So anyway, 3 days of shutdown for nothing. But anyway, so hopefully SpaceX can get back on track as workers come back to work tomorrow and be able to do their static firing here in the next few days. We'll see. That launch, of course, is imminent once they get that static test done. Apple has announced a partnership with Malala, M-A-L-A-L-A, to support girls' education. Apple become the first fund, the fund's first laureate partner, led by Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai. The fund champions the right of girls to qualify to a quality education, advocates opportunities around the world. And this is largely for, I am assuming here, this group looks to be, where are they out of? They work in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon, Turkey, Nigeria. So largely Muslim countries. So that's giving Muslim girls the opportunity to get a good education in tech. So what are they exactly going to be doing? It's grants awarded, secondary education opportunities to 100,000 girls. Oh, cool. Yeah, it's assisting with technology curriculum and research and policy changes need to help girls everywhere attend school and complete their education. Since 2013, the fund has worked with organizations, the private sector, and governments around the world to enhance girls' opportunities. Okay, cool. So Apple's ponying up the bar and wrote a check. Doesn't say how much, though. A Tesla owner attempts his autopilot defense to get out of a DUI. Apparently, this knucklehead, at 5:30 in the afternoon, passed out while his vehicle... Now, think about this. A San Francisco Tesla owner has learned the hard way that a Tesla autopilot feature does not excuse getting behind the wheel intoxicated. On Saturday, police discovered a man in his Tesla vehicle on the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge. San Francisco Chronicle reports that the man apparently passed out in the stopped car while stuck in the flow of busy traffic at 5:30 p.m. When police woke the man up, he assured officers that everything was fine because his car was on autopilot. Well, your car didn't move. The police said, when you pass out behind the wheel on the Bay Bridge with more than 2 times the legal alcohol limit and are found by a CHP motor driver, explained Tesla had been set on autopilot, he was arrested and charged with a suspicion of DUI, car towed. No, it didn't drive itself to the tow yard. Dun, dun, dun. Passed out driving across the Bay Bridge. Yep. I think that guy's going to do some jail time. Yes, indeed. I think he will pay a big fine. Analysts are predicting the Apple retire the iPhone 10 in the summer of 2018. The iPhone 10 may not be garnered sales that Apple was hoping for, but the California analysts are looking at it and saying that they think because of the price tag and because it hasn't done as good as it should have done, that it will kill the device ahead of the new cycle of iPhones. I I'd be shocked if they did, to be honest with you. I really would be shocked if they quit producing it. Just, in other words, how many do they have in a bag already? But here's something to think about. Apple's Tim Cook keeps his 12-year-old nephew off social media. He said he does not want his nephew to be on a social network. The platforms have all acknowledged problems in recent days. One expert suggested technology companies should face tougher regulations despite their efforts to resist the prospect. At a coding-related event at Harlow College in Essex, Mr. Cook told a Guardian reporter, "I don't have a kid, but I have a nephew that I put some boundaries on." How do you put boundaries on your nephew? Isn't that the parent's decision? If my sister, and I, you know, I love my sister, but she come over here and tried to put some boundaries on my kids, we'd have to have a conversation. Now, I'd listen to her and then make a decision on my own, but it makes it sound like I've banned him. You know, it just seems a little pretentious, but anyway, a little information here about some of the change of sentiment that's running rampant right now on social media, based on all the revelations we've had here in the last year. NASA said 2017 was the second warmest year on record. Global temperatures in 2017 recorded history. Let's just remember that. Global temperatures in 2017 were the warmest on record since 1880. Last year's were second only to 2016. So again, 1880 was the first year that global estimates started, according to NASA. So if you want more details on exactly how much hotter it was, you can check it out. FCC's backed off a plan to weaken broadband definition, but still can't admit limited competition is a problem. You may recall that a few years ago, FCC under Tom Wheeler bumped up the standard definition of broadband to 25 megs down, 3 megs up. This really made the broadband industry very unhappy because it highlighted a lack of broadband competition and deployment. But recently, FCC under the new chairman began playing around with the idea of weakening the definition down to 10 down, 1 up, which is really ridiculous. But fortunately, the FCC last week said that for some unspecified reason, they'd be backing away from the plan. Section 706 of the Telecommunications Act 1996 requires FCC to continue to assess whether broadband is deployed on a reasonable and timely basis, if not to do something about it. So 25.3 will remain the definition for broadband. Report out says iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and iPhone 10 accounted for 61% of U.S. phone sales in quarter four. So those iPhone 10 sales weren't that bad. A 2000 Mustang Bullitt, VIN number 001, sold for $300,000 at a Steve McQueen charity auction that was benefiting Boys Republic, a California-based nonprofit home for troubled teens. It was introduced by Molly McQueen. Of course, Steve McQueen is no longer with us, the great granddaughter of the late actor Steve McQueen. And of course, they have found the 1968 Bullitt that was driven by McQueen in the movie Bullitt. And that made its appearance at the Detroit Auto Show as well. So very, very cool. But $300,000 is what they got for this VIN 001 of this custom Ford Mustang Bullitt. A leaked Xbox Watch images reveals canceled smartwatch. Microsoft was testing a wrist-worn device in 2013, and it's sad. If you want to see what they had come up with, I mean, this is really, really sad. And let me, I can see why they abandoned it. Get this loaded here for you. And you see this thing, you're just going to be like, oh my goodness. So here was the prototype. And it's, for those of you that are listening, it's basically square with a horrible screen with like a single button on it. This was a poor excuse of an attempt for a smartwatch. And but anyway, this is what it would have looked like. I'm sure it would have sold very, very well. I'd be a little bit facetious here. Also, for those of you who have a new iPhone 10 or 8, they're saying your battery could wear out in about 18 months with the faster chargeability, wireless charging, and also that they're saying that the phone's battery could start declining very much, very quick, much faster because of the 500 complete charge cycles that it's rated for before it starts losing some of its juice. So don't always, you know, run your phone. I don't know if it's better run your phone all the way down, but these charge cycles do have an ongoing effect. Also, there's some news about how scammers are using fake news to screw with Bitcoin investors, and give some examples of stuff that's been going out there. Some stuff that's been, you know, and this has happened in stock for many, many years. You know, fake articles, information, trying to trigger panic. All that stuff has been going on in regular stock market for many, many years. And now these folks have just moved into the cryptocurrency piece. And they're trying to drive price up or down and making people to react. And then they're making money off that irrationality. India, though, wants to collect taxes from its cryptocurrency investors. So this is the next one. India's income tax department sent notice to tens of thousands of people dealing in cryptocurrency after learning that $3.5 billion worth of transactions have been conducted over a 17-month period. The move comes as India's finance minister grapples with regulations for virtual currency, which are attracting around 200,000 users and raking in 20 billion Indian rupees worth of trade per month. So that's huge. It's huge. Everyone's on the Bitcoin bankroll. Opera Mini and Mobile get cryptocurrency mining protection. So there's a lot of scripts out there. They're trying to take advantage of browsers and so forth to basically mine CPU cycles to earn someone money and not you, but use your browser to do it. So just be aware that these mining protections have been put into Opera Mini and Mobile. All right. Last couple articles tonight. You already went over that. So let me skip that. Uber Eats may enter the food making business. Uber Eats has taken on a life of its own. It's immensely popular in many markets. And the users want to have their meals delivered. Uber Eats has only been delivering meals prepared by restaurants so far. It hasn't been making the food stuff, but with a new acquisition, Uber Eats has acquired Ando. It's a delivery-only restaurant that was founded by Momofuku chef David Chang. Ando is an entirely on-demand delivery restaurant. There's no dining-in space or even a front house. Customers order food via the Ando app, and the restaurant delivers it directly to them. Smart. So all you need is a kitchen, commercial kitchen to do that. Very, very smart. Sign me up. By the time you listen to this, there's going to be a new DJI drone on the street, and some pictures have leaked. It kind of looks like a halfway Spark, halfway Mavic, kind of an in-between drone. So we'll get an eye on this thing tomorrow and see what the specs are. But love my Mavic, not my Spark so much. All right, there's some deals out there. Get a Bluetooth folding keyboard for $16. Stow and go. Use it with your tablet. Lots of little savings things here available for you at the end of the show today. That's one. Number two, it's time to shred. Clean up from last year. Get 29% off the 6-sheet micro-cut paper and credit card shredder from Amazon. It's Amazon Basics. And how much is this bad boy? $35.56. So again, it's an Amazon Basics 6-sheet high security micro cut paper and credit card shredder from Amazon. And finally today, I want to thank you all for being here. I'll thank you for hanging out. Let's see if we've got any email that has come in. I think there was a few. Got an email from Milton. He said, I purchased a pair of MCE Airflow 1. Let me look at which model is that. And doing a Google search here. MCE Airflow 1. I don't see this. Is that it? Yeah, I'm sorry, Milton. I really don't have any information for you here. He said, I purchased a pair of MCE Airflow 1 headphones. I've not used them for a while. It would not take a charge, and I cannot use them. Any suggestions? If it's not taking a charge, then does it have replaceable rechargeable batteries, or is it got its battery inside? If it does, you might just be done. There may not be any other way to recover those. And I don't know the brand at all myself either. So anyway, that's it. But hey, folks, if you have any comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. I apologize for sniffling in your ear today. Hopefully I'll be back to 100% soon. Richard, thanks for joining the show. And anyone else that came in and watched, definitely appreciate you being on. It's been my pleasure to bring you a show today. I'm going to bounce out of here. But God willing that I don't get re-sick, I'll be back with you on Thursday for a regular scheduled show. But hopefully we'll be able to crank through here for the rest of the month until we head to Tampa for my daughter's big wedding event. So anyway, we'll talk to everyone soon. Definitely support the sponsor at GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We definitely appreciate it. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Take care. Aloha.